At North Point Executive Suites, we provide office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. And technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rates without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Our service is second to none. Visit our privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Call us at 678-242-5200 or visit northpointexecutivesuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.
Tom, we need more HB toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is presented by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and I'm usually along the great Mike Salmon, but Mike is off on assignment. Today, doing a speaking engagement for Business Radio X. And I'm also normally joined by our producer, Trey, and he's off, new dad that he is, tending the family business. So sitting here with me producing today's show is Z. Z, how are you doing over there?
Doing good, John. Doing good.
Good. I appreciate you being with us and keeping me on the straight and narrow. Mike will be proud of you, I think.
Well, Mike will be proud of both of us.
Hopefully so. Hopefully so. By the time all this is over, hopefully so. But great to have you with me as we broadcast live here from the Roswell Infinity Studios at North Point Executive Suites. And I want to remind everyone that this show is presented by Ferritech. And Ferritech has been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies and offering outstanding customer service. Ferritech offers a 100% guarantee on all Ferritech products, so you know that they stand behind their quality. So for more information, visit Ferritech.com. That's Ferritech.com. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service. Now, speaking of great people today, we've got three great guests today, and I want to introduce Leslie Ann Drake of Path to Shine, Dr. Rob Anderson of the Fulton County Schools System, and Denise Townsend of United Way, Greater Atlanta. So let's get started with Leslie Ann Drake. Leslie Ann, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, John. How are you today?
I'm great. And Leslie Ann is the Executive Director of Path to Shine. So Leslie Ann, tell us about Path to Shine.
Path to Shine is an after-school mentoring and tutoring program. It's once a week, and it's free to all the children who want to participate. It started 6 years ago. We have 13 locations around Georgia, and we're excited to be here to share more about what we do.
Well, thanks for being here. So how did you work with smaller groups of children,
right?
And elementary age children. So talk about that choice in terms of why you're working with that particular age group.
I think the needs are vast, and we can sort of go home and pull the sheets over our head because it's too big, or we can take bites of elephant at the time. And I think that's our approach. The goal is that these programs are long-term and sustainable. So we've got programs that have been running for 5 and 6 years. And by having small groups of children, that sustainability becomes a reality. Often people think that after-school programs have to cost a whole ton of money. I did the very first program for 20 children for $68 period for 8 months. So it doesn't have to cost a ton of money, but it is important that it continues. So the sustainability is a critical factor, I think. Children in poverty have very unstable lives, typically. They don't have a lot of consistency. And if we can provide something that they know every Monday afternoon they're going to be at Path to Shine, that's an important piece of the puzzle for children.
So talk about the importance of mentoring. I mean, mentoring is a pretty important aspect for children of really any background, but certainly underserved children.
Right. So our program is modeled after with a 2-to-1 ratio. So we find the volunteers before we accept the children to maintain the integrity of that ratio. And through that ratio of no more than two children per adult, we make sure that there are trusting relationships built. Children aren't going to listen and respond if they don't trust you. There's a wonderful TED Talk, actually, by an educator about that. She said, teachers, if they don't like you, they ain't going to learn. And once they're outside of the classroom, that's no less true. They need adults with whom they can work and build relationships so that we can start talking about longer life messages. And things like staying in school and graduating from high school is the most important thing you can do. Not every child gets to go to college. Not every child needs to be in college. Not every child wants to go to college. But if you don't graduate high school, you are really up a gum tree. You need to have that basic exit exam out of high school to make sure that then you have the choices. Maybe you go to work for a year and then decide, oh, vo-tech would be really good. I'd like to be a plumber. And you then have the ability to go that path as long as you graduated from high school. So those are the messages that we work on. We work on life skills, social emotional development, good manners stuff.
That's great. So we're talking with Leslie Ann Drake, and Leslie Ann is the executive director of Path to Shine. So Leslie Ann, talk about, you mentioned some of the things that your curriculum. Talk a little bit about how you've developed that, and then the volunteers that you have, how you vet them.
So the volunteers are vetted. We do a national background check, so both on the criminal side and the sex offenders registry check. And it's interesting. Once I've had two volunteers actually sit in my office over the years and say they're interested. And once we give them that piece of information, they're suddenly not interested. So they self-select out of the program, which is fine with me. We are affiliated with the Episcopal Church, and so there's a program in the Episcopal Church called Safeguarding God's Children, which raises awareness about potential sex abuse of children. And then we do a five-hour training of all our volunteers, and we check in with all our programs on an ongoing basis. So that's the vetting that happens. The curriculum started back in the beginning. The children come, they play, they need something to eat, they need help with homework. But beyond that, how do we encourage children to stay in school? How do we give them that message? And so that's where the curriculum developed. We share stories that talk about things like courage and honesty and perseverance. We love to have outside speakers come in as guests, and children can remember their manners. They can practice how to introduce themselves and see some different opportunities for them once they graduate high school. And there was a question that you asked earlier that I'd like to go back to. Why do we work with elementary school children?
Sure.
And that's because the research says that the younger you start working with children, the better the opportunity for the child. There's reams and reams of research out there that if they're not reading on third grade level or on level by the end of third grade, then they're not going. The chances of them graduating high school are much, much diminished. So we want to make sure the children get that early message. And even before they get to school, children in poverty have heard 30 million less words by the time they're 3 years old than a child who's living in wealth. And those are really some drastic statistics. So a goal of working with the really young children is to hopefully give them a good foundation. There are great programs for middle school children. There are great programs, after-school programs, and mentoring programs for high school children. We want to plant those seeds early, early on so that they're in a better position to thrive in those later programs and do well and graduate from high school.
Now, I know you have a program here in North Fulton. But
we do.
Yes, right. So through Mimosa Elementary School. But talk about where some of your other programs are and also talk about how they get started, maybe.
Well, we're in up north, we're in Canton, down south, out west, we're in Columbus, down south, we're in Perry and Warner Robins and Macon. So we're pretty much over the map. And the program here in North Fulton is in Roswell, working with children from Mimosa Elementary. Principal Ariane Holcomb is just terrific, and she has a fabulous school there. But there are children with a lot of need, and there's only so much that can happen during the day and the school day. The teachers just are overwhelmed with need. I think on some level we expect them to be social workers in addition to being teachers. And my own daughter's a teacher, and so I see that. and how much can we expect teachers to do? So, you know, let's let the teachers teach and then give them some extra resources outside of the classroom. So we've been delighted to work with MIMOSA and the Roswell program.
So you're, let's back up and talk a little bit about your background, because you used to be in the business world. So
did.
Talk a little bit about your journey toward getting Path to Shine started and how that happened.
Yeah, 19 years in American Express travel, right? And here I am running an after-school program.
That sounds like a direct connection to me.
Not at all.
Maybe not.
But it's amazing how the skills that you develop in the business world. I used to manage 7 remote locations around the country in the business travel world of American Express, sitting in Atlanta. So now I manage 13 remote locations with volunteers. The thing about being in business versus volunteers is you got a lot more control when you're in the business world. There's performance reviews and all those good things, and volunteers not so much. But our volunteers come back again and again because it speaks to their heart and it speaks to their passion. Path to Shine got started when I was volunteering at a homeless shelter in a 19-year-old walked in, and she was pregnant with her 5th child. And I just had to think and wonder if she had had some different influences in her life, if she had had a caring, trusted adult, if she'd have had some different information, opportunities laid out in front of her, would she have made different decisions? I don't know. But I have to believe that more information presented in a caring way is good information. And so that's the hope, and that's the premise with which we started the program, and that keeps us going.
So you've got some lessons to teach business owners, though, about running an operation. Starting for $68, I mean, I've heard of low-cost ways to start a business, but that's a pretty low-cost way to start a nonprofit.
It was a low-cost way. And I think you have to look at what's essential. What was essential was a space. I didn't have to go buy a building. I just needed a space. We had children. We didn't have to buy a bus to transport the children. We just needed a space where the children could walk to. And that's again and again been the focus. So sometimes the space is next door to the school. Sometimes the space is the community center in which the children live. Sometimes the space is the public library where all the children go, because that's the safe, dry place for them to be. So we've been able to find free places where the children are. So we're not in the transportation business, and it doesn't have to cost a fortune.
So we have business owners as listeners.
Yeah, we do.
Right. So talk about ways that business owners that are listening to this program, that what you've said has resonated with them. Talk about ways that they can get connected with you and how they can help you.
Well, an obvious thing, as I was just saying, is space. If you own a business and you're next to or within walking distance of an elementary school, then maybe there's an opportunity for us to use that space to serve more children. Guest speakers are a big part of the puzzle, so come talk to our children. Tell them what you do. Invite them into your office. If you'd like 15 children to come one Tuesday afternoon, we'll be happy to bring them. You could provide snacks. Only the children in elementary school are often eating lunch at 10:30 in the morning. So by the time 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon rolls around, they're hungry and they need some good food. So if you want to do snacks once a month, we'd love to have you join that rotation. And if you can't actually provide the snacks, then donate a check and say, this is for snacks, and we'll take care of it. And then the field trips, enrichment activities are a big piece of things that are missing from a child struggling in poverty. They don't get to go to the Braves game. They don't get to go to the Georgia Tech football game. They don't get to go to the zoo. They don't get to go to the theater or the ballet. A lot of children go to the aquarium these days, and that's great. But we just recently did, on MLK Day, we took 20 children down to the zoo. 16 of them had never been to the zoo before. And these were kindergartners through 5th graders. So lots of opportunities. Tell us how you'd like to help, and we'll get you plugged in.
That's great stuff, Leslie Ann. So as we wrap it up here, for those listening that might want to connect with you, reach out to you, can you provide your contact information?
Sure. So the English accent tends to get in the way, so I'm going to spell it out. The website is www.path. T-O shine.org. So Path to Shine. And my contact information is there, but it's Leslyanne, Leslyanne at pathtoshine.org.
That's great. Leslyanne, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, John.
Leslyanne Drake of Path to Shine has been our guest here on North Fulton Business Radio. And I want to take a moment now to remind everyone that we broadcast every week from the Roswell Infinity Studio. And Roswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at roswellinfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter. And now we turn to Dr. Rob Anderson. He's our next guest here on North Fulton Business Radio. And Rob is the Deputy Superintendent of Academic Affairs at Fulton County Schools. I got that.
You did, John. Thank you.
Yeah. Good morning. Thanks for being with us, Rob.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here today.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about what you do for Fulton County Schools.
So as Deputy Superintendent of Academics, I support all 100-plus schools and 96,000 students with academics, serve as a member of our cabinet team and making sure that we just provide great opportunities for each and every one of our students each and every day.
Great. So you've got 10,000 employees, 7,500 teachers or so, a lot of students. Talk about, for our business owners out there that are listening, that's a big job to deal with all those moving parts. So talk about some of the issues that are involved in that before we get into some of the specifics of what you do. Give some tips maybe to folks out there, right?
This is certainly a large organization, but a great organization. Mm-hmm. And it's just truly an honor to serve our community as deputy superintendent. Parents send their kids to schools each and every day, and we take that responsibility seriously. And our role is making sure that we have great teachers in front of each and every student, that we support our teachers, great leaders in buildings, and making sure that schools have the right resources that they need to serve the needs of the kids, and that we're connecting with our communities and families, and making sure that our schools reflect the values of the community, and do all that in a way that's fiscally responsible, and we're good stewards of taxpayer dollars.
That's great. So you've got a lot of programs going on around college and career readiness. So maybe we can talk about a few of those. I know STEM is a big buzzword these days: science, technology, engineering, and math. So talk a little bit about what's going on with STEM.
Well, STEM, I think, is part of just a bigger conversation on what do we hope for our students and our graduates. When we send our kids to school and they leave, what do we want for them to be able to do and have? And it's not just graduating from high school. It's, being able to follow their dreams. And whether that's a college degree or whether that's a career, how do we create opportunities and choices within Fulton County Schools to allow students and families to choose those? And so we do have several initiatives that we're working on. One of those is a STEM campus. And so thank you to the voters who supported our latest SPLOST initiative and overwhelmingly supported that, especially here in North Fulton. And we're working on what is going to be a state-of-the-art STEM campus, which is going to provide opportunities for students in North Fulton to really hone in on certain careers or career pathways related to those STEM fields. We've been working with the North Fulton Chamber. They've been great partners to really help us identify some of the areas that we may be focusing in. Also with our business partners on what is this facility going to look like. Our dream for this is that we have a facility that's aligned to industry standards. And so if I'm studying healthcare, that I'm putting students in an environment that's going to look very similar to a job, their first job, whether it's a hotel or a hospital room, whether it's emulating something that would look like a surgery, where a surgery would happen. We want to make sure that we put the environment and the materials and the equipment in this facility that's going to prepare students for that. And so we're really, really excited about our partnerships. Healthcare, IT, engineering, manufacturing are the areas that we're looking at and working with our community partners on now, and defining what maybe some really cool community and business partnerships might look like there.
So some of the work I know that you've done with the chamber and, you know, with community businesses is actually identifying where this job demand is going to be, not just now, but in future years, right? So it's really projecting that out and seeing what the trajectory of that's going to look like.
Yeah, very, very important. We want to make sure if we're preparing students for careers that the jobs will be there once they're prepared. You know, one of the challenges I think that we face today, and I even when I talk to my own kids about what is it they want to be to when they grow up, the job that they may have or may aspire to have may not even exist today. And so it creates challenges for us, exciting challenges. We know that we need to infuse skill sets within our students, within these programs, but also making sure we're dialing in on the right fields. And we feel like that we've been able to do that working with our North Fulton Chamber partners.
So another partnership you have is with Gwinnett Tech. Gwinnett Tech moved here, opened a North Fulton campus on Old Milton Parkway. So talk a little bit about that partnership.
Well, Gwinnett Tech is a great opportunity for our community to have such a high-quality institution right here off Old Milton Parkway. It's been wonderful, and they've been great partners with Fulton County. We've been able to establish a partnership that allows our students to take actually a half day at Gwinnett Tech and still stay students at their home school as well. And we've identified partnership pathways that are aligned to students who are looking to get dual enrollment credits through something called Move On When Ready, which is an opportunity for students to get high school credit college credit while they're in high school, and also aligning to some pathways for students will be able to take industry certification examinations. And so it's a great partnership that all of our students in North Fulton high school students have an opportunity to participate in.
That's great stuff. We're talking with Dr. Rob Anderson, and Dr. Anderson is the Deputy Superintendent of Academic Affairs at Fulton County Schools. So talk about students that maybe are not really aimed toward college or maybe shouldn't be aimed toward college. And you've done a lot of work around that because we ordinarily think, you know, you get out of high school, you go to college, right? But that's not the best route for every student, right? So talk about that.
You know, college isn't for everyone, and we know that and realize that. We think all kids should have the opportunity to be prepared, but if their hopes and dreams and their family's hopes and dreams put them in the workforce, or they decide to go to work and then go to school, when you start to think about how even secondary, post-secondary education has changed and how many folks go get a college degree and then actually come back and get career training in something maybe they didn't need a college degree in. And so we feel like we have a responsibility as a school system to prepare kids for all different types of options and choices. And so certainly along career pathways, you know, we've talked about the STEM campus, which we think is going to be a great opportunity, our partnership with Gwinnett Tech. But each and every one of our schools also has career pathways that students can begin to explore with the opportunity to take industry certification examinations so they're work ready when they leave our doors. And that's really just as an opportunity that we're focused on, we're proud of. We've made lots of really strong gains in this area over the past several years in expanding our pathways. And schools have done a great job of just understanding the needs of their students, the needs of their kids and their families, and making sure that our curriculum, our pathways align to what they need.
And some of these jobs that I guess some would call vocational. But some of these jobs have big shortages, right? So, and that's part of the partnership with the chamber and others to identify those. But some of those career pathways also have big shortages as well, right?
Absolutely. Big shortages and great living wage. I mean, I don't know when the last time you called a plumber or an AC tech repair. These are highly skilled folks who make a great living and do something that they love
and charge for it.
That's right. That's right. And so, you know, that's what we hope for our students when they graduate, that they just have a great life and have the ability to provide for themselves, for their families, and do something that they love. And so we think that, you know, as we align our pathways, we align our programs, and as everyone I would hope knows, the high schools in North Fulton are really world-class, John. I think that when you think, we've talked a lot about career readiness, but from a college readiness perspective, there's a few places in the country where you could go and get the consistent high quality of high schools, or you know, really K-12 schools, but high schools in particular, because that's what we've been speaking to, that you'd find here in North Fulton. And kids from our schools go to some of the most selective universities in the country, and also are dominating in regards to being enrolled in George Tech, University of Georgia, all of our great state universities. And so just great, great opportunities. I'm a parent. I've got two kids in our Fulton County school system. And each and every day, my wife and I are just really grateful that we're here because we see the opportunities that our kids are going to have K-12. It's just really exciting.
Yeah, it sure is. So we do have business owners as listeners, and I want to make sure that we let them know about opportunities that they might have to plug into the schools. Now, you participated in a expo that the Greater North Fulton Chamber had for business partnerships. So talk about how businesses can get involved with schools and in ways that maybe they don't fully appreciate, right? It's not just about giving money.
Although we'll take money.
Sure.
John, just to be clear.
Right.
I want to start by thanking the Chamber for the Business Partnership Expo. It was a great opportunity, had lots of great participation. It really, for your listeners, gave businesses an opportunity to really connect directly with schools. We had all of our schools gave up their morning to decide and figure out where their time or investments would be best spent and into making a difference and an impact. You know, our doors are open in Fulton County schools. We know that it's important to partner with our local businesses. We value that. And so for folks who want to get involved, you know, if you go to www.fultonschools.org, that's our district website. You can from there get to individual school websites and you know, contact the principal, assistant principal, somebody in the school. We do need partners. We need mentors and wanted to take the opportunity to thank Leslie Ann and the work she's doing with Mimosa Elementary School. It's a great partnership helping some of our underserved students. But it's folks who want to make a difference, who have some time, have some resources, have some expertise. We're open for business and for all of those things. And so we just encourage folks to reach out to local schools. And you can find all that information on our website.
That's great stuff. So, Rob, for those that are interested in being in touch and would like more information, why don't you tell them how to do that?
Well, again, if you go to our website, www.fultonschools.org, you can all of our information is there. You can access. I'm there as deputy superintendent, but also principal schools. And the rest of our staff. And again, want to just end by thanking the community, especially North Fulton community, who's just so generous with their time and resource. And you know, it takes great communities to have great schools, and we know that. And just appreciate all of your listeners out there that are here for our schools and that continue to support us.
That's great. So before I let you go, though, I have to tell a great story about you. That's a little personal. My wife Monica is a teacher at Taylor Road Middle School. And when you were serving as interim superintendent during the time when the search was going on, she got a birthday email from you. And, you know, she, out of 10,000 employees, you think that's maybe from the robot or somebody that's back there doing that. And she responded, thank you. I appreciate that. And you came back and said, thank you for all that you do for Fulton County students. So that personal touch was pretty cool.
Well, you know, John, we value our employees. You know, great teachers is really what makes our district so successful. And so happy to be able to make that personal touch. And you know, we just, you know, for those folks who can't figure out another way to help support, just thank your teachers. Thank a teacher. Their work is truly a passion. They wake up each and every day with a purpose. And that's to help our kids, our community. And so thanks to all the teachers out there who might be listening today.
Yeah, thanks to them. I hear firsthand how much teachers have to do. So I'm right there with you, my friend. So Rob Anderson, Deputy Superintendent of Academic Affairs for Fulton County Schools, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, John. Truly a pleasure.
Really appreciate it. We are broadcasting this morning from North Point Executive Suites, and I want to remind everyone that North Point Executive Suites provides office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. With flexible terms and technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rentals without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Their service is second to none, so visit their privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth. And one's coming in Midtown, we heard about last week. See for yourself. Visit northpointexecutivesuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success. Our final guest this morning is Denise Townsend, and Denise is the Regional Director with United Way of Greater Atlanta. Hello, Denise.
Hello there, John. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm glad, appreciate you being with us. You have got a big territory beyond just North Fulton. Talk about that. Talk about what you do.
I will. United Way of Greater Atlanta covers 13 counties, the heart, if you will, of the metro area. And I have responsibility for the Northeast region, DeKalb, Gwinnett, and Fulton counties. And what I want to do this afternoon, I guess we're afternoon now, is to talk a little bit about that big picture. But I really want to drill down to what's relevant to North Fulton, because that's why I'm here really today. And so what United Way is all about is really tackling complex issues and bringing together different stakeholders to work on them in ways that's going to really make for sustainable change and improvement. So I always like to think in terms of we're kind of connectors is one of the biggest things that we do. We do that through working with volunteers, with donors, with businesses, with school systems, with nonprofit providers, and really look to bring them together and have a common view of what's the challenge we need to address or what's the opportunity and how can we tackle those together in ways that really have a lot of synergy.
So North Fulton has its own issues, just like every part of Atlanta. You know, Atlanta's not a homogenous area. So talk about North Fulton in particular and some of the areas of focus that United Way has in North Fulton.
Certainly. Well, our major focus, or our really single lens, is child well-being. As we all know, if the child is doing well, for that to happen, really the families have to do well. The whole community has to support and nurture those children and those families. So child well-being is our lens, if you will. And we've developed a child well-being index, not to get into numbers, but it varies across the region. And in North Fulton, the child well-being index is about 87, about 85%, which is really good. But yet we still have nearly 7,000 children in North Fulton that are in low to very low well-being communities. One of the things we've learned in our work, and I'm sure your other guests know in their work, is place matters. And so even when we talk about North Fulton, we can't just look at it as just one single picture, if you will. We've got to drill down to zip code. Leslie Ann mentioned earlier Mimosa Elementary, and that elementary school is in an area that's a particular high priority for us. When you think about priorities that we have or guide us for North Fulton, we go back to our Thrive process. Some of your listeners may have heard about last summer when we brought stakeholders together in the community to look at what's the index, what are the metrics, if you will, on child well-being in North Fulton, and to figure out together where the priorities might be that we could work together on. And one interesting thing that came from that process was behavioral health. Behavioral health is a thread that goes through many different areas. In our schools, we were just chatting outside before we began, there's a lot of pressure a lot of times for performance. We're coming up to testing time. Behavioral health, whether it's from the families and what they're going through, what children are going through, that's one of the priority areas that we're looking at.
So talk about the fact, I guess, that really a lot of resources maybe have been focused inside the perimeter historically, but needs have migrated. So needs have migrated to North Fulton that involve underserved children or mental health and some of the issues that you try to address here.
Yes. What I really love about our approach and the fact that we recognize that place matters is we're not taking a real broad brush, if you will, approach. And specifically here in North Fulton, there are several initiatives that we have where we are connecting with groups, with stakeholders in North Fulton. For example, Mimosa Elementary. We have coming up soon a Get Georgia Reading Summit. And we're going to be working with the principal at Mimosa to put together a team that will be able to participate in the summit. And we're looking to be able to fund work that that team, with the school system, its early learning providers in the community, the libraries, to say, how do we come together and align what we're doing in stronger ways to address literacy and improve literacy in that area. Another area I'd like to connect back to, and you'll hear that term a lot in what I talk about, is when Rob talked about STEM. Well, STEM is huge across the metro area, but not in the same ways in every area. And one of the things that's really important to us when we look at STEM is to say, how can we help cultivate STEM ecosystems? We know that we have a lot of individual efforts. What the school systems are doing with the career pathways are so important, but there are a lot of other pieces that need to come together to really give all children that opportunity for that pathway. And so we are looking to bring together, and I mean already are engaging businesses, for example, as well as school systems, to say, how can we work together in different ways? And one thing I'd like to mention is specifically that's an initiative is Making Employment Work. That's a summit that we have coming up in March, and we'll have participants from North Fulton, but it's all about businesses. And it's not United Way talking. It's businesses talking to businesses about what their understanding of making youth employment work has been, their experiences, but also what they're wanting to be able to do more of, internships, apprenticeships. How do they see that businesses can better and want to be able to connect and support STEM initiatives?
We're speaking with Denise Townsend, and Denise is the regional director for United Way of Greater Atlanta, and North Fulton comes under her purview. So, Denise, talk about some of the partners that you work with and how you help them do the work that they do.
Certainly. Well, I've already used the term connector. Let me mention one that's such a key partner here in North Fulton, and that's North Fulton Community Charities. You know, United Way has been long sponsor and supporter of that organization, which really is a touchstone, if you will, across the landscape in terms of the North Fulton Poverty Task Force and some other areas as well. So that's a very important partner. I mentioned earlier that behavioral health is a thread that we identified that's really a key area of concern and interest and need. Summit Counseling Center is a partner that we're really excited about. Summit Counseling Center that's already working with a number of schools in providing mental health, if you will, education and support in the school systems. We're having a mental health summit coming up in May, and Kathy Murphy of Summit Counseling is going to be leading a panel discussion that's going to be able to help everybody understand better about the behavioral health issues and needs in the school systems. So those are two examples that I would give of the kinds of partnerships that we do.
And I think a lot of people know United Way, and they know that United Way helps a lot of different nonprofit agencies of a variety of stripes, but maybe not, they don't fully appreciate what United Way does to help those nonprofits with their sustainability and the ability to be around to fulfill their mission.
Sustainability is such a key word. You know, when we reframed, so to speak, with our new strategic plan about around child well-being, part of what we looked at is that investment. How do we, and people a lot of times think about money that we raise. Fundraising is a big part of United Way. But what do we do with those funds? And so much of those funds go to supporting partnerships, but also individual agencies and providers in the communities. And that kind of support investment comes about several ways. It can be funding for a specific program, whether it's a reading program, an after-school program, but it also, those investments, and we support collaborations. So, for example, maybe it's a child, an early learning center that wants to partner with a health resource and that wants to partner with another. But collaboration sometimes takes additional resources. And so that would be something that we might fund. Another thing is capacity building. You know, nonprofits, Leslie Ann spoke earlier about some of the differences in business and in nonprofits, supporting volunteers, providing training for volunteers. Different kinds of capacity building are also important ways we support agencies and our partners.
Now, you mentioned underserved children, homeless, food insecure. You mentioned mental health. Are there any other key initiatives that you'd like to address or talk about when it comes to what's going on in North Fulton?
Well, I think that the behavioral health is broad. I already spoke to that. I think in the focus areas where we say, where are those, Leslie Ann spoke of underserved children. What we really are talking about is an underlying core. That's really poverty. And poverty sometimes we think of in different ways, but there's in every area where we have affluence, we also have those that provide essential services. And oftentimes, incomes are not sufficient to be able to really sustain the family in a really healthy and ongoing way. And so the North Fulton Poverty Task Force, for example, is focusing on poverty in several different ways. There's transportation is one piece of that. Housing is another piece of that. Food insecurity is another piece of that. And really just being able to access resources that the family needs in order to stabilize where they are.
So what you're talking about are several different disparate elements that contribute to one problem. And, you know, I think what United Way has historically done, I think, and this is a question, is really provide an umbrella around a particular issue, right?
Yes. I love that you use the term an umbrella because that's, again, connecting. I often use the term, and one of the reasons I enjoy what I do so much, it's an opportunity to knit together those elements because oftentimes when you're working in any one area, you're very laser focused as you should be in what that area is and don't have the time or attention to say, but, you know, what else does this fit in with? And so providing that umbrella, the framework, common index, measures, and really just bringing people together sometimes and supporting those conversations often leads to gains that really stakeholders couldn't achieve on their own.
So I've asked this question of our other guest. Mm-hmm. You know, we do have business owners as listeners. So how can local businesses that are interested in what United Way is all about get involved?
I think there's several ways. One I'd like to put out there is to learn about what's really going on. If any of your business listeners want to really get a laser focus on North Fulton, if they'd go to www.unitedwayatlanta.org, and they'll be able to click on child well-being, and it will take you to the maps where you can really look at a zip code level to say, how is that particular community doing in terms of the child well-being measures? So learning, and then when you learn, you're able to tell others about it. Volunteering is important for businesses oftentimes, whether it's team building types of opportunities they're looking for, or just wanting to contribute and support things in the community. We have a vast volunteer area with all kinds of volunteer activities that are available through the same website. And then, of course, giving and leading. So giving, whether it's through workplace campaigns or supporting specific initiatives, but then also getting involved. We have a North Fulton Advisory Board led by Mike Page, who's a vice president, and Kimberly Clark. These are community leaders that come together and really steer and focus and guide the work that we're doing in North Fulton.
And there's something for businesses of all sizes. So it's not just a big corporate business that may be headquartered here, have a big operation here. It's also small businesses as well.
Absolutely. And I think remembering again, for example, what Leslie Ann talked about, part of that learning can be then finding out what's happening local to you, where you care about, and whether it's a need for a particular donations at a particular agency a small business can support, or if it's to say that, you know, we'd like to be able to support STEM because we'd like to maybe support having an intern. And that's some way that we can, in our business, offer something that contributes to the whole.
That's great. Denise, thanks again for being with us. For those that want to connect with you further, want more information, tell them how to do that.
A couple ways you can do that. You can call me directly at 404-527-8805, or you can also send an email to fulton@unitedwayatlanta.org.
That's great. Great stuff. Denise Townsend is the regional director with United Way of Greater Atlanta. Denise, thanks again for being here.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you. Folks, a reminder that you can listen to our show every Tuesday morning live at 11:30. And if you miss any of our live shows, you can find us on iTunes, or online at northfultonbusinessradiox.com. Check out our new website. It looks great. Please follow us on Facebook or on Twitter, NorthFultonBRX. I want to thank our guest again today. We've enjoyed having Leslie Ann Drake, Executive Director of Path to Shine, Dr. Rob Anderson, Deputy Superintendent of Fulton County Schools, and Denise Townsend, Regional Director of the United Way of Greater Atlanta. So for our producer, Z, thanks, Z, for all your help. I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.